a story that appears in the Bible in different places about the circumstance when Jesus forgives and heals a paralyzed man. And we could find that in Mark 2, Luke 5, and if I'm not mistaken, also Matthew 9. So right now, I'm going to start reading from Luke 5, from verse 18 to 25, and I want to break it down a little bit. So verse 18 states, "Some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, 'Friends, your sins are forgiven.'" So I wanted to stop there and then continue. So I'm going to give you a little bit of background. Some friends right here are carrying their friend who's a paralyzed person. And, well, as we could see right there, he couldn't go on his own because he was paralyzed. So his friends took them there and they were like, "Geez, we cannot take him in front of Jesus because there's so much crowd going on. There's so much people here. The house was full." And they said, "Let's find another way in order for God to be able to see our friend." So they did the impossible. And I'm just admired by the faith of these friends, that they were able to just take this man up in the roof. They broke down, they destroyed pretty much the roof in order to bring him down in front of Jesus. For me, just that completely marvels me, because it shows the love that these individuals had for their his friend. And I think in the same manner as people, as friends that we are to other people, we need to see and have that necessity in our heart, that we could see the miracle that could be done in their lives if they only believe in Jesus, if they only grab to that hope. And I have a circumstance going on right now with a friend at work that her husband was diagnosed with cancer. And I know that Jesus could heal him here on earth or in heaven, but either way he's going to be healed. But I also tell her, like, "Come on, you know, let's do this, let's pray together, let's do this for your husband." And I feel like in this case, the men, the friends, were more concerned about the healing than the paralyzed man, because at this point he had just given up all hope, all faith that he could be healed. But the friend said, "You know, no, dude, we're gonna take you, we're gonna break that roof or whatever has to be done in order for Jesus to see you." And when we see in verse 20, it says, "Jesus saw their faith and he said, 'Your friend, your sins are forgiven.'" And for me, it's like, wow, God had the power, you know, to forgive his sins. But, you know, as we keep reading, God did the biggest miracle was forgiven his sins, you know, because you could be healed, but you could still be like walking in shame with your sins on your back and living a life, you know, that is not going to take you to heaven. So Jesus had already done the biggest miracle of itself, you know, that he was able to get this man in front of him and said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." So verse 21 says, "The Pharisees and the teachers of the law began thinking to themselves, 'Who is this fellow who speaks this blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone?' And Jesus knew that they were thinking and asked, 'Why are you thinking these things in your heart?' Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk?' But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." So he said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, get up, take up your mat, and go home." Immediately he stood up in front of them, took what he had been lying on, and went home praising God. So Jesus had already done the biggest miracle itself. He had forgiven his sins, and the secondary miracle that he did here was to make this man walk again. And I think it's awesome, you know, that sometimes God was like, you know, like, "Oh, you're asking and you're questioning and you're being all judgmental because you're a Pharisee, because you're a teacher of the law, because you know all this theology." Well, your theology without showing miracles, it's pretty much worthless, because if you can't help somebody who is struggling, if you just talk and give them all this theology without miracles, without giving them encouragement, pretty much it's empty. So Jesus said, you know, like, "I forgave his sins, but now I'm going to show you my God could do something even better through me. I have the authority on earth to forgive his sins, but I could also tell him, get up, take up your mat, and go home." So for me, that's so impressive, that we as Christians, sometimes we allow the enemy to just trigger our minds with doubt that we can't do those things. Jesus said, greater things you will do. So I think after Jesus went up to heaven, he gave us the capacity not only to talk to each other and confess our sins, and you know, Jesus is the only one who's able to forgive sins, but we're able to confide with each other, share our sins, and you know, give encouragement, like you could stop doing that and Jesus could heal you. But we could also be able to heal and do all those miraculous things that could occur only if we're able to push and have that faith when somebody's discouraged. Like if those friends would not have taken the initiative to break that roof, none of this would have happened. So I think our hearts need to begin to break for others, that when they're struggling, when they're having issues, when you see that they have lost all hope, we need to take them to Jesus. No matter what, we need to learn how to break any circumstance, even if it's a roof, even if it's any barrier, we need to learn how to break it, because our hearts need to break for those that are suffering. So today, my encouragement is just, you know, be thinking of others before we think of ourselves. Jesus saw the faith of the friends and he forgave his sins of the paralyzed man. The paralyzed man never really asked for his sins to be forgiven, but his sins were forgiven because Jesus saw their faith, the friends, the faith of the friends. So sometimes God's heart moves because of the faith that we have for other people, you know, and I believe that in our families, God is going to do miracles because of the faith that he sees in us. But we can't just be sitting down, staying at home and expecting the healing to come in our homes. We got to take that initiative and take salvation and take that healing to the source, which is Jesus Christ. And now we have a beautiful gift of the Holy Spirit that no matter what place you're at, you can feel his presence. And I think it's great to attempt to take our friends to church, but we also need to learn how to take the church to the world and not let the world taint the church, but we are the church. We need to go to the world and bring Jesus to them. So in this case, like, Jesus himself is not present here walking as an individual, but we could take people to Jesus with our attitude, with our faith. And another certain way, if you could take them, is taking them to a service, you know, where they could be exposed to how the church works collectively, but more than anything, with your testimony. So just wanted to share that with you, and yeah, thank you for hearing, and thank you for listening to this message, and God bless you.